Okay, now it's time for this. Now, this is our part of the show where we dig out some famous celebrities and see what they're up to now.
Just to clarify, they're all alive.
I didn't say dig up.
We're not.
I said dig out. It could be an actor, it could be a footballer, it could be a singer, it could be somebody from a big TV show that you watched every Saturday night. Jenny, do you remember this? It'll come to you.
Oh, yeah.
I love hearing the crowd.
Are you used to that? She feels like home.
Yeah. Okay. This is, of course, Gladiators. Oh, 3, 2, 1.
Do you know what that is? That's Saturday night at home and the telly's on and that's exactly what kicks in.
Now, you're never going to believe this. Now, this girl, okay, she got, like, teenage boys through their teenage years and their dads, mind you. She made Saturday nights for many a heterosexual man around the world.
You're not just talking about yourself.
I am talking about myself as well. It gives me great pleasure. On the line we have Jet from Gladiators.
Good morning, blush. Thank you,
Jet. It's great to talk to you. How are you?
I'm really well. I've not been well recently, but my body's not been well, but my mind and my brain is fine. Thank you. No, otherwise.
Jet, I have to ask you, okay, the leotards, do you still have any of them?
Do you know what? I had 3 sets given over the 4.5 years that I did the show, and I think I've got 2 left.
2? Well, hold on to them. Don't give them away.
Do you know how much you'd have to pay me to put them back on?
Do you know what that is? That's an antiques roadshow job. Jet leotards. So, of course, okay, well, we have to mention that your name is, in fact, Diane Udell. Just, I'm sure you don't still go by Jet, do you?
No.
You'll always be Jet to me.
People still
I think I am.
Are you ready
I
for
think
this?
I am.
Zane, Louis, Harry, Liam and Niall. The Nicky Byrne Show on 2FM with Nicky and Jenny.
Now it's a day thousands of kids around the country have been waiting for. It feels like Christmas, Jenny, the hype.
Oh.
It's everywhere, you can't miss it. Over 250,000 people over 3 days are attending the One Direction concerts. They will be landing from Planet Pop onto the stage in Crow Park this evening. And joining me on the phone line now, it's the Irishman himself. It's Niall Horan. How the hell are you?
Hello. How's it going?
How are you feeling, Niall? Can you put into words?
Yeah, I'm grand, yeah. Just we're on our way to Croker now. Just getting ready. Feeling the nerves.
We spoke to you a year ago, if you remember. I was standing in for Tuberty and you just put them on sale and they went out the door, and I remember you being, you know, over the moon with yourself. Can you believe now that day has arrived?
Yeah, it's here, finally.
That's finally.
Been waiting for a while for this, and that was, it's a big dream of all of ours to play at Croke Park, so it's finally here and it's happening.
Now,
the boys are on their way.
The boys are on the way. Do they know what to expect, the rest of the lads, from an Irish crowd? Do they know that they probably won't be able to breathe in the first song?
Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. Like, they've done gigs here before, obviously, and everyone knows how crazy the Irish crowds are. But, like, even within our crew, and everyone has just always been talking about Croke Park gigs, and because we're doing a world tour, and it's the biggest show on the tour, so we're all really excited about it, and it's going to be nuts in there tonight.
And can I ask you, Niall, did you get any sleep last night? I'm just trying to imagine what it must be like waking up this morning to know what you have ahead of you this weekend. How did you feel?
Yeah, it was grand. It was kind of strange because I woke up and I didn't really know what to feel. It won't be kind of real until I get there, because I'm heading there for soundcheck now, and it's kind of one of them ones where it probably won't feel real until I'm standing there on the stage.
And
looking around.
It's an enormous stadium. You've been there. Have you been there as a kid growing up and come to see football matches?
Been to a lot of football matches there and all that, and concerts before, but like, this is unbelievable. We're actually doing it ourselves.
Three nights. And listen, when you went home for the weekend or whatever, did you manage to squeeze in a chipper or anything while you were in Mullingar?
Yeah, well, actually, we went for a couple of pints, and then we wanted to get a kebab, and it was closed. The kebab shop was closed.
Ah, no.
Did it not open it for you?
No, it was typical. It was, yeah, late at night. It was cold.
If you just joined us, that is not Beyonce Horse. That is John Mayer covering EXO. And what a good job he's done there. Great tune. And he's done it very, very well. He's put it up on his SoundCloud.
He has. It's on his SoundCloud page, so you can listen to it for free legally there. So we've tweeted the link to it as well. MB Show 2FM. And you'll be able to find it there if you want to check it out.
And he won the Grammy in 03. And again, a couple of Grammys in 07.
Legend.
No, not John Legend. It's John Mayer.
Okay.
The 10-minute takeover on the Nicky Byrne Show.
2FM.
Okay, 10-minute takeover time. We've got a couple of lads on the phone. Hey, Paddy.
Hi, Nicky. How's it going?
We're top of the bus. How are you?
Hi, grand.
Whereabouts are you?
We're up in Donegal Town working here.
Working hard, I bet.
Well, we're supposed to be, aren't we?
My sister's married to a guy from Donegal, and he's the hardest worker I know. Genuinely.
Right. I don't believe that for a moment, but go on.
Except when Donegal get to the All-Ireland final, then he goes off missing for a week.
Right. Same as the rest is. And there's another man here that doesn't be too far away. He's struggling with a Monday too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, I.
What's his name?
Damien.
What's his name?
Damien.
Oh, Damien.
Oh, Damien.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. All right. Well, fair play to you. I have to say, you're sounding very lively of a Monday anyway. You sound like enjoyed your weekend.
He's just got up.
Yeah, grand, aye.
Okay, well, listen, what songs can we play for you guys today, Paddy?
We want Seven Nations Army, and we want Intervention by Arcade Fire, please.
Ah, look at that for a choice. Here you go, lads. Thanks a million for the
enjoy.
Call.
Enjoy.
No more.
See you. Bye. So basically what we've done, Des, we have a scene from a movie here.
Oh,
which
God.
Has been...
Oh, I got to put on my headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah.
There's your volume here.
There's right, your volume.
Okay. Hit me.
It's too much, is that all right?
It's fine, it's kind of low.
Okay.
Okay, this is the magic of live radio.
Don't worry, go for it, don't worry.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let me do this. You got to tell us what they're saying or what it's from.
Well, you got to not talk over it. For starters. That's too tough, man. That's really fast. Especially because I can't even see them.
Well, it's on radio, this.
I know, but this is like a job for somebody who practiced. They give a degree in translation live on air. Like, what do you think I am? Like, Jose Mourinho's assistant? I mean, I'm just not going to be able to translate live Chinese movie dialogue.
You don't have to. Okay. You just got to tell us the movie. Do you know anything about the movie? Well, play it again.
No, you better play it again because we chatted over the
Do you know what? Yeah. If you have a listen, if you can translate even one or two words, I don't know what
okay,
it is.
Just give me the first sentence.
I might recognize the film.
Because we're gonna drive the listeners crazy.
Okay,
okay. Chinese
here
stuff.
We go.
太难了 sorry, too difficult. 太难了 Seriously, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
What is it?
It was Harry Potter.
Oh, well, I've never seen or read Harry Potter.
Neither have I.
Neither have I.
If you played me that in English, I would have struggled. I would have been like, I don't know, is it South Park?
I hope we're invited. Right, Lily, we put together a little game for you to keep you interested because we're your last interview of the day. I know how horrendous that can be. So you can say pass if you don't want to answer. But it's 10 quick fire round, 10 questions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there's 10 quid in it for you.
It might be. If you win at the end, we'll give you 10 quid.
We'll send you a tenner if you get it, yeah.
If you don't pass on any questions, we'll give you a tenner, right?
Mm-hmm. And we'll get you the Nicky Byrne doll from Westlife as well. He's got one, he's holding on to it, so we'll send that over
to
you.
I'm sure Lily was a Westlife fan back in the day.
Of course she was. All right, let's go.
Lily, you're supposed to say yes at that point.
Well, actually, I was Boyzone, because, Boyzone.
Oh, my God.
You guys are too young for me.
Lily, I'm 35. How old are you?
28.
Okay, so... Okay.
It was a good cover.
You just
though,
killed
lady.
Me now really on good. National Irish radio.
You never meant to ask a lady, hooray.
Okay, moving right along.
Right, okay, here we go. Kick off. Cheryl or Simon?
Oh, no, it's one of these. Okay, Cheryl.
Okay.
Okay, Zig or Zag?
Zag.
Okay.
Philip or Holly?
Holly.
X Factor or The Voice?
X Factor.
Okay.
Kylie or Danny?
Kylie.
Michael Vaughan or Shane Warne?
Michael Vaughan.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus or Sinead O'Connor?
Oh, it's a
tough one. Pass.
No! You've just lost a tenner.
Chelsea or Arsenal?
Ooh, Chelsea.
Okay.
Fern Cotton or Annie Mack?
Annie Mack.
Yeah, there you go. And your final one. This is going to be a tough one for you, Lily. Nicky Byrne or Keane Egan?
Nicky Byrne.
Yes! I'll give you the tenner back. It's okay. It's okay.
There you go.
You've cleared it. One more thing I wanted to say to you. You did bake a cake for somebody.
I did?
Yes.
For Michael Vaughan?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. When he does TMS for Test Match Special. Yeah, I took a cake in.
You did. And did he ever give you the plate back?
No. No, he didn't. How do you know about that?
I know everything, Lily.
Have you got my plate?
I have your plate in my possession.
You do not.
I do. Strictly Come Dancing, when I did it with Michael Vaughan, he passed me your plate.
You plate thief.
I eat off it every night.
Actually, Lily, he brought it into work. He thought you were coming in live today. And then Alan said you were on the phone.
I was like, what?
Yeah, so
a phoner?
So he's bringing the play home.
Well, you know what? Michael sends his regards.
You have to bring it to the gig when I come over there.
Lily, listen, thank you very much for joining us. You've been great fun. And
absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And make sure, if you can, come in actually in the flesh and see us when you're in Ireland.
Yeah, I will. I can come to get my plate.
26 minutes past one now. Us here in 2FM, we like to help people out on the Nicky Byrne Show. So we've got a call in from somebody who's in a distressed state in a car in Galway. So let's bring her on the show. Hello, Liz.
Hi, Nicky. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. But how are you?
I'm okay. I'm holding it together just about.
Well, tell everybody what's happened. What's up?
Oh, just the traffic going into Galway's, it's absolute gridlock. And I'm in an awful way because I've been in the car for about 2 hours now.
Right, what's the worst part of being in the car?
You know yourself, you know, when you've been in the car for a while, you could do with getting out of the car, you know.
For any particular reason,
Liz? Stretch your legs or?
No, just, you know, just might be to go to the loo, you know.
All right.
You need a wee.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Liz is looking for one of those sheepies or whatever they are. Am I right?
So you've been in the car for 2 hours, you need a wee, right? And the traffic's not moving.
Oh, the traffic is crazy. It's the Locatonia Road coming in, and it's horrendous. It's really bad now. So I'm not the only one, though. I'm sure I'm not.
Do you know what the worst part is that you don't know how long you're going to be there. If someone could give you an exact time and say you'll be out of the car in 15 minutes.
Well, before we go there, you can't get out and go on the side of the road. That's against the law, is it?
No, I'm a country girl, but come on, those days are over now.
Well, do you know what, Liz? We have someone who might be able to shed a bit of light on this for you. Ronan Gilligan from AA Roadwatch is on the other line. How are you, Ronan?
How are you, Jenny? How are you? Are you well?
Oh, good, good.
Oh, good.
So
Ronan,
tell us
what's happening.
I'm feeling sorry for Liz now at the moment. I'd say if she's stuck in traffic there and we see a wry smile on her face, we know what she's doing. But unfortunately, I'd say she's going to be there for a while because the Dock Road, which comes off Locatonia Road, that's closed now. Could be closed until tomorrow. It's because of a fire.
Hang on, Ronan. Can't have Liz waiting to wee till tomorrow.
No,
that's just not going to happen.
We'd expect to see that smile on her face shortly now, wouldn't she?
So there's a fire. Is it a bad fire? Or emergency service there?
Emergency service there, yeah, Nicky. I think it's a fire on a trawler. So they've closed Dock Road, Queen Street and Bowen along. They have diversion, but they're asking everybody to avoid the area because obviously they're going to be in delays like Liz is there. And as I say, that could be in place until tomorrow. We don't know yet, but if everyone just keeps an eye on the Roadwatch website, I'm sure you guys will keep people updated as well.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, Ronan, thank you very much for that
no
update.
No worries at all.
Cheers, thanks a million.
I feel like there's just silence coming from line one, Liz, now.
Liz, have you just gone, by the way, since you've heard that?
No, I can't believe you just said till tomorrow. That's not good, Liz. That's not good. I have to be U-turning and go back somewhere. Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Have you got leather seats, Liz?
No, I don't.
Oh, shame.
Do you know what? If it was me, I'd be up the embankment now and I'd be going.
Yeah, but can I say something? Liz, you're going to sympathise with me on this one. Much easier for men to do that. Not so easy for us to do that.
Exactly.
Just stop.
Thanks,
you're smaller in height. Crouch down.
No, you'd be grand.
Grab a few leaves. Sure.
Okay. We've just been told, actually, there is a Radisson Hotel just through Locatonia.
On the Locatonia Road. Locatonia Road.
There you go. So tell them we sent you, all right? We might ring ahead for you. How about that?
I can see it, and I'm going to pull in there definitely. I can see it. I'm outside it. Yeah.
Abandon the car. Run.
You won't be able to run.
Liz, you're in our thoughts and prayers, okay? And we hope you make it to the Radisson on time. All right.
Thanks, Liz.
Bye, bye. Thank you very much. Oh my God, it's all kicking off. I tell you, Jen, I'm not joking with you. What would you do in that situation?
I don't know. I that's my idea of hell.
Just go, Liz. Just go for it.
Just go.
No
go,
one's
go.
Looking.
Dustin, yeah. It's equal rights now, Bairns. You're not gay, Burton. You know that. You had a go right there, see, the other week. I noticed that my old mate in the den, didn't you? You did, Jenny. Did you see the way he had a go right there?
I don't think
you?
I was here. Oh, yeah. Was I?
You leave that little goblin alone, right?
Ray's a personal friend of mine.
Yes, I know he's a bitter little woman. I know Ray is a bitter. And I know he has a chip on each shoulder, and that's why he's well balanced. But you leave him alone. I worked with him for 7 years, and you tried to take his job. And you even get a girl called Jenny working with you. You're trying to copy in him every way, aren't you? That's what you're trying to do, Barney. You come here with your big Westlife 14 number one.
Help me out, please.
And your big teeth. No one in Ireland has teeth like that. Go back to LA, Barney.
I'm leaving.
You disgrace, yeah. 100%. The bird, the good-looking bird you work with should have better teeth than you. You're a disgrace in your blouse. With your stool and your microphone turned off, sitting on stage singing Flying Without Wings.
What did I do to deserve this? You said this would be a good idea. Dustin, we go back
Brian
a long way.
Brian McFathead treats me with respect, and every Christmas sends me a selection box. Okay, all the chocolates are taken out of it, but he still sends a selection box.
You always told me
when you want something, Bairn. Sorry, Jenny.
Will you talk to him? He fancies you.
I can't be faced.
Yeah, actually, Jenny, do you mind? Sorry, can I just get off your knee for a second? Thanks. I'll just go over and sit me on seat here. Thanks. Yep.
Dustin, you failed us in the Eurovision. Yeah, you made a show of us.
Now, I got a free holiday. And the taxpayer.
Oh my God, right. Anyway, listen, let's try and get some.
I just want to say to anyone who's going to the Garth Brooks concert, there is a helpline. Please call it and please get help.
Are you going, Dustin?